Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, nothing much, man. We're going to lead off with a little Knicks basketball. Shift a little gear, talk a little Rangers a little bit. Talk, of course, about the parade with the Giants.
Yep.
And talk a little MLB news, and then lastly talk, sports entertainment news. The big story in sports is, of course, Jeremy Lin. Have you heard of that guy, by the way?
No, I've never heard of that guy. Who is he?
I believe he's a guy on the Knicks. He's a guy who was it pretty much the 12th or the 15th guy on the team?
Black guy?
No, as a matter of fact, he's like the fourth, I think, Asian American player in NBA history.
Oh.
And he's number 17. But of course, this is how we would be talking if we were living underneath a rock. this guy, when he had that huge game against the Nets, we were like, okay, this is great, man, Hopefully he could keep this going, and hopefully this isn't a fluke. But the coup de grace, man, was Friday night against the Lakers, the team that me and you, hate the most. I mean, it's right up there with the Celtics,
Yeah.
And he had his career high game, man. He had like 38 points, 10 assists. I mean, this guy was unbelievable. You have Magic Johnson, you know, thinking he's the real deal. I mean, you got NBA legends, everybody, you know, believing that this, you can see this guy has talent, man.
Yeah, I mean, he showed Thursday night. Was it Thursday night?
No, the Laker game?
Yeah.
No, that was Friday night.
Friday night, yeah. He showed Friday night that, you know, he's a real deal. He can play with the big boys.
Exactly, man. And Kobe didn't even know who he was before the game.
Well, now Kobe does.
Yeah, Kobe's having nightmares about him right now. Vanessa and the child support thing isn't the only thing he has to worry about nowadays. Yeah, man, he got
Hadouken from Jerry Mill.
Yeah, man, he saw Lin's sanity firsthand.
Yep.
Now the Knicks fans got a adrenaline rush right now.
Adrenaline, yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm pumped, man. I haven't seen a guy like this, you know, play hard on the Knicks. You know, a guy who wasn't undrafted. I mean, since John Starks. I mean, I know his play is similar to, like, Steve Nash.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, this guy, man, he was undrafted. I mean, he plays hard. I mean, this guy came out of nowhere.
He's a Harvard Ivy League graduate.
Exactly.
He was cut by two teams.
Golden State and Houston.
Yeah. No, they're regretting it now.
Oh, yeah. I think they released him so they could sign DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah.
But I think DeAndre Jordan got matched by Clippers, so that's why they took a risk and tried to get DeAndre Jordan, but Clippers matched it, and they released Lin, and, you know, now the rest is history. I don't know if you heard about the reports. Before he had that game against the Nets, they were thinking about cutting him too.
Wow.
So he would have been having this miraculous game, you know, with another team if we would have cut him beforehand.
Yeah, that's why you have to give people chances, man.
Exactly. I mean, I was watching the games, you know, I was watching the guy play, you know, on the Knicks, you know, during the mop-up time. I mean, I could have saw he had some talent. I didn't think he'd be this great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to front and act like, wow, this guy, yeah, I knew it all along, you know?
I didn't even know he had the guy until he played against Nets.
No, I mean, I've seen him. I watched the mop-up times. You know, I don't know why.
The reserves this year, I haven't really paid attention to them because the Knicks have been so bad this year. But
I know, but yeah, I've been watching the mop-up, but then again, you could say pretty much most of the game was mop-up, you know, with the Knicks beforehand. But, I mean, I could saw the guy, you know, he played hard, you know, he rebounded the ball, he passed the ball a little bit, but I never thought he'd be this great.
Yeah.
Ever. I didn't think he'd ever be this great.
He's playing like he's a freaking NBA veteran.
Exactly, man. That is unbelievable. I mean, this guy scored more points, you know, in his first four starts in his career.
Yeah, than anyone.
In NBA history.
Yeah.
I mean, he scored 109 points in his first four games that he started. I mean,
crazy.
It is unbelievable.
The miraculous story of the NBA.
Yeah.
Reminds you of Tim Tebow and Victor Cruz, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Steve Tisch, you know, co-owner of the Super Bowl champion New York Giants. He even compared him to Victor Cruz also.
Yeah.
And Tim Tebow is a great analogy. I mean, here Tim Tebow was a great college player, but as an NFL player, he doesn't have the throwing arm, you know, to keep the opposing teams honest. But I mean, another thing that him and Tebow share is their Christian faith, you know.
Yep.
As you could see, if you listen to any of Jeremy Lin's interviews, he doesn't take the credit, you know, the credit himself. He always give, you know, the teammates the credit. even gave Jad Jeffries, you know, a guy who me and you years ago, I mean, he was on our Public Enemy number one right after Curry and Jerome James. But
yeah.
Yeah, ever since last year, you know, with this guy not getting a huge, ridiculous contract by Isaiah Thomas, I mean, this guy, he's getting paid, you know, a decent amount of money, and he's actually showing up. He's not an albatross of a contract, and this guy is, you know, a nice piece on a winning team.
Yeah, nice, you know? Christian guy, you know. He makes sure to thank the man upstairs, and by the man upstairs, I mean James Dolan in his suite.
No, I believe James Dolan is the man downstairs, but to some fans.
I'm talking about in his, up in his suite seats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. You have a point there. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you gotta give the Knicks credit. I mean, you know, they're playing great. I mean, you would have thought after their two top players, Carmelo, getting hurt, you know, missing 1 or 2 weeks, with a groin injury, I believe it was, or a knee injury, I forgot. And, of course, Amari Stoudemire, unfortunately, you know, leaving because his older brother, Hasim, I think his name is? I forgot the brother. Hazel. His brother's Hazel. He
yeah.
died in a car accident earlier this week. That's why he missed so many games. And as you would expect, he had the funeral not too long ago.
Yeah.
Of course, he broke down. He had some of the teammates. Carmelo, Baron Davis, the aforementioned Jim Dolan, the Knicks and Rangers owner, who was in attendance.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, as you would expect, he lost it, you know. So, it's, you know, my condolences to him and, you know, the rest of the Stoudemire family.
Yeah. Condolences to his family. I hope he comes back soon and helps the Knicks win even more games with Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, but according to reports, his return should be sooner than you expect. He should be returning, I think, tomorrow, but we're going to play Tuesday against Raptors, I believe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's going to join the team tomorrow and should be able to play with the team Tuesday, and that puts Jared Jeffries back into his you know, regular spot off the bench.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and the pick and roll, man, you can see what he's doing with Tyson Chandler, man. Tyson Chandler is like, man, I mean, defensively, he brought it, man. But offensively, I mean, with the pick and rolls, man, the alley-oop passes, man.
Yeah, it's been sensational.
What were you saying?
Been sensational.
Oh, yeah, man, that's what a D'Antoni offense is. And these last five games, I mean, they've actually been playing defense, if you could believe that.
Team defense, yep.
Yeah, I know. Now the key question is, will Carmelo, you know, buy into the team, you know, passing the team game? I mean, obviously he's going to still get his shots because, I mean, he's the star player, and we need him to knock down those shots that, you know, pretty much he's the best finisher in the game. I mean, probably him, Kobe Bryant, you know, or like the top guys, the top finishers late in the game. I mean, Amari got the great finishing skills also, but like fourth quarter, couple of seconds, I mean, you want the ball in the hand in Carmelo or Kobe Bryant's hands.
That's what I'm worried about. You know, I'm worried about Carmelo coming back and hogging up the ball like he was doing.
That's what I hope not.
Who knows? You know, maybe it might be different. Maybe he'll let Jeremy Lin handled the offense more and create easy shots for him.
Yeah, because we're not worried about Stoudemire, because Stoudemire thrives on the pick and roll.
Yeah.
But Carmelo, I mean, he, you know, he's a smart guy. You know, he orchestrated his way to come to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully help us in the near future win a championship. But, you know, hopefully he'll buy into this team, you know, team game, and hopefully, you know, get him to win a championship. Because in his when he was with Nuggets, he went to the playoff all the time. I think maybe only one time he missed the playoff. Once or twice he missed the playoff, and
yeah.
1 year they went to the Western Conference Finals. Yeah. But hopefully, as a member of the Knicks, he can hopefully get that first championship.
I hope so. That's what we brought him here for. When it's a when it's a ring.
Oh yeah. And guess we'll shift gears to the Giants. I mean, that's the other big news in town. You know, of course they won the Super Bowl last Sunday.
Yep.
And what was I gonna say? They won the Super Bowl last Sunday, and of course they won their fourth Super Bowl, and they had the parade just this Tuesday, and of course as you would expect, you know, the Giants players, you know, talking smack, but hey, you know, they won the championship, you know, they won the right to do it, you know, saying they got a ring, and all this stuff like that, and afterwards. Justin Tuck says, "Hey guys, I got two rings." I'm pretty sure you saw that part in the highlights.
Well, I wasn't. The parade was Tuesday. I was thinking of going, but I didn't go. I saw some of it, but I didn't see when the players were talking. I just saw when Michael Bloomberg was giving them the their keys to the city. But I didn't see anything. I didn't see much of the highlights from the parade, fortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much saw the highlights, too. I mean, and as you would expect, they were on every channel, you know. Dude, even when you shut the TV off, they're on TV. I mean, but, you know, hey, they deserved it, even though they talk smack. I mean, obviously, you know, Justin Tuck had to be a little bit insecure because he had to mention, you know, last time they won the Super Bowl was in Giant Stadium, which was obvious. And then this year they won it in MetLife Stadium, and of course the Giant fans booed, of course. And he said, "But we all know what stadium it is for." Of course, that's a shot at the Jets. But I mean, you know, of course, you know, I'm a little offended, you know, with the little jab, but he's 100% right. I mean. That's what you get when you share a stadium with a team that doesn't even like you.
True.
You know? What do you expect? And then, of course, Jets, you know, trying to be classy, you know, after they talk all this smack, you know, after, you know, Giants was talking all that smack, you know, they did something classy. You know, they took out a four-page paper and congratulated the Giants on their, you know, professionalism and their championship.
Jets and classy? Wow, I've never heard of such a thing.
It happens. Well, yeah, they gotta eat humble pie now.
But it was a good season, you know, very great, very exciting season.
It was a great season.
Giants deserved it.
And of course, the launching point of that. You know, amazing run the Giants had was, of course, the Christmas Eve game that we both witnessed firsthand. And that pretty much, you might as well, after the game, you might as well have played Undertaker's theme song because the Jets were done right after that. And, yeah, that really left a sour taste in my mouth, as you can see, or hear on the radio.
Yeah, that one did a catapult them after that, you know.
Yep. But, you know, congratulations to the Giants.
Yeah.
And what can you say? Just tip my hat. But, yeah, let's move on to the Rangers. No,
Power Rangers.
What did you say?
Power Rangers, like they seem like these days.
Yeah, they've been playing great lately.
Yeah.
I know they played earlier today. I didn't watch the game, so I don't know what happened, the results. But Yeah, up until today, they had a 3-15 and 5 record. So, I mean, with the Rangers doing good and with Linsanity, you know, happening at the Garden, I mean, it's kind of reminiscent of 94. I mean, of course, yeah. The Knicks isn't like a legit championship team, but yeah, the Garden hasn't had that much buzz.
Yeah, 94. It definitely has a buzz now. The Rangers being head in the Eastern Conference and the Knicks playing good with Jeremy Lin. A lot of excitement in MSG.
Oh, yeah. They'll, you know, keep it going.
Yeah.
What team do you think is going to be, out of all the teams, what team do you think is the closest team in all the sports that you think is going to win the championship?
I think Rangers have a good shot of winning the championship this year.
You stole the answers right out of my mouth. I totally believe so also.
Shit, I'll go to a Ranger game if they go to the championship game.
Stanley Cup. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Be the only black person in the stands.
But you won't mind if they hoist a Stanley Cup?
Yep, I won't mind at all.
Well, hopefully they'll, you know, they'll keep it going.
Yep.
I guess we'll shift gears to baseball. I'm trying to remember what happened, what major news happened. Oh yes, AJ Burnett. You know, there's rumors that Pirates, for some reason, I don't know why, they're interested in AJ Burnett. And of course, I'm pretty sure you and Yankee fans wouldn't mind committing Grand Theft Auto just to drive him to the airport.
I'll buy the plane ticket, sir. I don't care. Whatever we got to do, just do the trade.
I scratch my head. I don't know what Pirates are going to give up of value. I mean, I don't know what Pirates are willing to give up. I don't know if they're going to give up or use, you know, toilet paper for AJ Burnett, but I guess that would be a fair trade when you think about it.
Toilet paper? I'll take it.
Yeah, use toilet paper.
Use toilet paper. I'll take that. Shoot. I don't care.
Maybe he'll pitch better.
Yeah, shoot. Why am I asking for that? But, yeah, I mean, if they're – I'll take anything that they're willing to give up for AJ.
But
anything.
And I don't know if you heard other MLB news. Well, I guess I'll stick with the Yankees briefly before I move on quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Yankees are interested in a left-handed bat. You know, there could be a reunion with Matsui or Damon or maybe acquiring Abanez, who Mets were also interested in also.
Bring Matsui back.
Before Ankiel re-signed with Nationals. But, so your choice is for Matsui to come back, Godzilla.
Yeah, I want Matsui back, man. I miss that guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having Damon or Matsui on the Mets if we had a DH, but we don't. We clearly don't. And Mets aren't going to spend any money whatsoever.
Yeah.
Not even on a bench guy. Had to come off the bench or, you know, spot start. Inky would have been the perfect guy, even though he can't hit, but he plays great defense, has a great throwing arm, but he resigned with the Nationals, which, I don't know, unless Mets play over their heads, they're gonna finish in last place. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
Around this time, I'm usually optimistic, but man, with Reyes going to Marlins. I'm not as optimistic as I usually am. But and speaking of Reyes,
you never know. Maybe some underdogs.
Well, yeah. I mean, Mets usually do good when people don't expect them to do anything, but. And everybody improved, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, Braves and Phillies really didn't do anything in the off season, but then again, Phillies got that, you know, well, now it's three because Oswald is a free agent. I don't know if they're going to try to re-sign him.
Right.
So they got those three guys. But then again, they won 102 games and got knocked out of the first round. So, and those guys are 1 year older. So, you know, the Phillies run is about to end soon, which I predicted before this season started, because all these guys are in their mid-30s.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the time these guys – I mean, I think, you know, they're still going to be a good team. Don't get me wrong, but I'd say about 2 more years the Philly run ends.
Possibly.
And by that time, that's when Mets prospects, hopefully, God willing, will actually show up, unlike Fernando Martinez, and actually do something and hopefully, you know, bring the Mets back to respectability.
Right, right.
But speaking of Reyes, he shaved his dreads on live television, if that's major news for Fanny.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't see it, but apparently it was on MLB Network.
Wow.
Because Marlins have a strict haircut policy, kind of like the team they beat in 03.
Wow, they're trying to be like the Yankees?
Pretty much.
Wow.
But, you know, well, he can't cry about his hair getting shaved. He has 106 million reasons why he signed over there, so.
For that kind of money, I'll shave anything. Shave my pubes.
No. Good information, but, I mean, the sentiment, you know, we understand. 106 million. I mean, come on.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, even though I'm mad at him, you know, for taking it, but I can't blame him.
Hey, Mets couldn't match that, so.
I wish Mets could at least offer him a contract and make it at least, you know, respectable. But they'd even offer him anything publicly, you know, to him. So.
Yeah.
What can you do? You gotta just move on. But lastly, WWE, Shawn Michaels is going to show up tomorrow.
Yep, looks like he might be a special referee at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's what the rumors are circulating. And what was I going to say? Yeah, he's also later to reappear again on March 12th.
Oh,
And that should be a super A-plus Raw, because he's scheduled, The Rock scheduled, and maybe some other people are scheduled for that one.
Right, right.
Hopefully there'll be some interaction with those guys.
Yeah, I want to see that.
But I doubt it. But what else is going to happen? Well, after the Elimination Chamber, which is the pay-per-view event next week, they're going to announce 2 more members of the Hall of Fame. And that will be Farouk, a.k.a. Ron Dam Simmons. He's going to be inducted by his former APA tag team partner, APL.
Yep, that's
and,
a good one.
Yeah, that, well-deserved. He's also the first recognized African-American world champion.
Yep.
And, of course, he won multiple tag team with JBL, a.k.a. Bradshaw, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s. So that's a great pick. And another pick is Yokozuna.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, two-time WWF or now WWF or WWE champion. And he's going to be the problem is the controversial picking of who's going to induct him.
Yeah.
I would have preferred to pick myself. I mean, you couldn't go wrong with Mr. Fuji or Jim Cornette, and they managed him.
Yeah, I would have preferred Mr. Fuji.
Thank you. WrestleMania, you know, the night before WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see.